Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hi everyone, it is Christiana, also known as Lady Goldie. It's a name I use on some of the psychic sites. I want to first off apologize for the background noise. I have a neighbor that's playing music, so that's just kind of the way it is right now. Okay, a little bit about me. I'm on Facebook under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, sometimes abbreviated as EPR. But you can find me at the link that's in the description box here under the show on Blog Talk. That is the best way to contact. A little bit about me. I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I've always been intuitive and perceptive since I was a small child around the age of 5, when most of it started. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again, and I'm so glad to have all of you here. When you call, please only ask one question. No medical or legal questions, please. This show is for entertainment purposes only. I am to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint. And since here, I will likely spend a good 8 to 10 minutes per person, and today I'll probably be able to do that. Yep, I'll be able to do that today because there are only 4 callers so far. And a little bit more about myself. While I am a psychic, I'm also what some people refer to as a white witch, or maybe more like a gray witch. You'll have to Google that if you want to know what that means. I practice folk magic mainly. I'm also adept healing hands, which is like similar to Reiki. So I provide spells, readings, life coaching, healing hands, and I could perform all of this long distance. Even healing hands, which I said is like similar to Reiki, can be performed long distance. And I use a doll in place of your body, and then I will like balance your body and chakras with the doll. Of course, that's only with your permission. Any of this is only with your permission. And so feel free to call in, and you can contact me privately. You could do both. And thank you, everybody, for coming. I'll also be checking out chat. So if you happen to want to drop your question in chat, just let me know. Post it in chat, and I will answer you if you don't feel like being on the phone. Let's see what else. Oh, and today I am not using tarot today. I am using Oracle. It's the Indigo Angel Oracle card deck by Doreen Virtue and Charles Virtue. This is before Doreen Virtue went really strictly Christian. So this is when she was more, I guess, New Age. But I think you could still be a Christian and be New Age, so that's just my opinion. Anyways, so I'll be doing Oracle, Indigo Angel Oracle cards. You have that option. You also have the option of a crystal ball reading. And for the crystal ball reading, I do not take questions. I just read it. But for the Oracle cards, you can ask a question. And pendulum readings. So you have 3 options: Oracle, crystal ball, pendulum. Pendulum readings are only yes or no questions. So you have to format the question in a yes or no way so I can answer yes or no. And that's all that you'll get is a yes or no. If you're looking for, you know, something that's a little bit more wordy, a reading that's a little bit longer, it'll be the Oracle one. Okay, I think that is it. I'm just giving myself a minute to center and ground. And I ask that if you want to, you do the same. Take a minute to just kind of exhale and ground and center yourself with your feet on the floor. Be open to a reading. Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to start. See if anybody is in chat. I don't see anybody. I'm going to take the first caller. It's been holding the longest. 805 area code.
Hi, Christiana. Good morning. This is Donna, California. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'd like pendulum. I have a few questions to ask. The pendulum, please.
Okay.
Yeah, for the pendulum, you can ask at least, four questions or five. I'll give you five questions, but it's only yes or no.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to know if I'll be moving this year from my apartment.
Okay. And your name again?
Donna.
Okay. Will Donna be moving this year? Thinking. Saying yes. So yes for that one. Do you have another question? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, no. Well, the caller dropped, so if they call back in, I'll take the call again. But yes, you will be moving. I believe I asked if it was this year, so yes for this year. Oh. Hello.
Hi, sorry about that. The call dropped somehow. So I'd asked about moving this year.
And that was a yes.
Oh. Okay. Will I be living with other people?
Will she be living with other people? Yes.
Okay. Will I be in my same town?
Will she be in her same town? Ask it one more time, the same question, because it's thinking.
Okay. Will I be moving in the same town where I live?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Will the move be with a male partner or with my, and then I got to know, if not, will it be with my sister? Will it be with a male partner?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And then we did say it wasn't going to be in this town. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. That's incredible. Wow. I guess I'm going to meet somebody. Could you ask then, am I going to meet my partner this year if I'm going to be moving in with him, right? Because I don't have anybody in my life.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And if you could ask if I'll meet him through the internet or in person. No, you got to ask one or the other, huh? Will I meet him through the internet? Maybe I'll get on a dating site or something. Or a dating site, huh?
Says yes for the internet.
Oh, so maybe I should get on a dating site then, huh? Okay, I have one more question, Christiana. Will I pass my housing appointment?
Says yes.
Oh, good. Oh my gosh, you're incredible. That's terrific.
I'm just using the pendulum.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. And let's see. I'll check the chat again. Oh, no one's in the chat. Okay, next caller, 602.
Hello, this is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. What medium would you like, and do you want pendulum, oracle, or a crystal ball reading?
Crystal ball reading.
Okay. I usually don't have a question with that because I just look for symbols.
Right.
So if you want a question, it would be the pendulum or the oracle, but you want the crystal ball?
Yeah.
Okay. And your name is Evelyn, you said. Okay. Okay, so what I am seeing a cloud, and then underneath it, I see a rose with thorns. So the rose with thorns indicates like a romantic love that was turned out to be painful in the end, like a bad, I don't know, I'm thinking like a bad break, and then the cloud would just indicate some depression, I think repressed sadness and depression surrounding the incident. Does that sound accurate?
Well, my husband passed away, so yes, that would sound right, wouldn't it?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, whatever it means to you, it's all about what it means to you, because I don't know exactly what I'm reading. I just have to listen to what your feedback is. But if that's it, then definitely, because there's obviously pain there, and the rose is a romantic partner, and then the cloud with the sadness. So it's definitely reflecting that. I want you to have some hope, though. So would you like me to look for one more symbol that's more like a positive statement? Okay, so once again, I'm seeing a cloud, but that's okay because even though there's some sadness there, underlying sadness, I see an anvil, It's like, they're really heavy and grounded. So even though you have struggled, you're very grounded. And steady. And I think that's just encouraging because I think that's Spirit's way of saying that no matter what happens in life, you're going to stay grounded, you're going to stay steady, and you're going to keep going, and you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real simple message, but I think that's important because if you embody that, you're always going to be okay no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the message I got there.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, so that was your reading. I know it's kind of short, but I hope it helps a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm on that path, so, I mean.
Okay.
It's been
a few years,
so
it's
been fine.
Yeah, a lot of the times it's just reflecting what's going on and it's confirming what we already know. So
right.
Hopefully that's at least that validation for you and that reinforces that positive thing about you that you're always able to stay grounded.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Wasn't quite sure how the crystal worked because I haven't listened to your show before. So I was just testing it out, see how it worked. Now I know.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for calling. Thank you. I'll put you on hold, Alyssa, if you'd like. I'm going to go on to the next caller. 205 area code. You're on air. Hello, 205 area code. Oh, the call dropped. Okay, let's see. 908 area code.
Hello. Good afternoon, Christiana.
Hi.
How are you doing? I'm Caroline.
I'm good. Hi, Caroline. What is your question? Or what medium would you like? Crystal ball, oracle, or pendulum? Oracle?
Yes.
And your question?
Okay. For the past 6 months, I've been helping this lady on YouTube. She's brand new, and I like to help people. And I do it all out of the kindness of my heart. But I find her to be a little far away, and every time she contacts me, it's about another... She's nosy about an invention that I'm working on. And I'd like to know, is she trying to take my idea? Because I haven't discussed any details. Just briefly said what's it about? Helping people, actually.
Okay, so you just basically want to know if she's, like, trying to steal it or not.
Yeah, because the last conversation that I had on the phone, which there aren't many, where somebody was helping her out.
Well, don't tell me anything else. Yeah, don't tell me anything else, because then that will kind of skew the reading. But your name is Caroline?
Yes.
Or is it Caroline?
No, it's Caroline.
Caroline, okay. Okay, so I'm just asking Spirit. I'm just going to shuffle the deck twice, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I have three cards drawn here, and the way I do it is a little bit different. I do read reverse cards in my own unique way, and it's past, recent, very recent past, present, and then future. So you want to know if this lady is basically like trying to take what you've created.
I'm in the process, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I got the Believe in Yourself card, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling me that I'll get to the point eventually, so just give me a minute. But this card is saying that you're not having enough faith in yourself or enough confidence, or at least you weren't in the recent past, to like basically really manifest this creation that you're creating. So the angels want you to work on upping your confidence and believing in yourself that you're worthy of this and that you can do it and that you have the assistance, like spiritual assistance. And then I get the expression card in reverse. Okay, and this is present. So I keep envisioning the other lady that you mentioned and that they're, because it's in reverse, so it's saying that she is not expressing something to you. I do believe that she is not trustworthy. I believe and feel that she doesn't have your best interest at heart. And I believe that if she can take something and make it her own, plus her like followers and all that, that she would do that if it was something that really interested her. If she could claim it for herself, like, before you could, I could see her doing that. Now, I'm not saying that she's going to do that for sure, but I see that within her, that she's capable of something like that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't trust her, and I think you know that already, that she's not trustworthy. And then I get the Archangel Michael card in reverse. That's just telling me that you're not utilizing, like, your spiritual team as much as you could be. Like, this card is here to say that he is here to defend and protect you against people like her, against energies like that, the negative energies, and just people that are kind of just wicked and self-centered like her. So I definitely call on Archangel Michael because he's here for you to protect you and your project, your creation.
I've been asking a lot for the help.
Oh, well,
Angel,
you just got to be more. Yeah, I don't know. There's something in it. It's just to be more, I think it's more about being receptive and open. Might think you're being open to receiving, but there's a part of you that's not really being receptive and open. At least that's what I'm getting in the cards. Do you have any questions about the reading?
Thank you very much, because you're right. I already kind of, I've been suspecting that's, because she's nervy enough to ask, but I thank you. That was, I know it, I'm very intuitive myself, but sometimes I need like confirmation. And, I know I also need to get rid of her, you know, and I'm working on that, you know, I was trying to do it in a very, you know, not that she's going to miss me anyway, because I do thumbnails for her YouTube channel. And I always felt a little, that she's a little aloof. She doesn't really like to say thank you. And not, I don't look for it, but I know it, what human beings, if somebody's doing something for free for month after month, three times a week, brand new creations, I feel like she's not, well, maybe it's just with me, you know, she's not thankful enough or not. I don't know. She thinks that, you know, things pop up. But that's, you know, I thank you so much for helping me and for the angels that came in. And I'm working on my, the only thing we have to help us out are the angels and, you know, all the heavenly help and God. You know, that's all I do nowadays. I'm very open to that. And you're right. I was very insecure for a couple of months. I mean, actually, it's a year. When I was first told this, that I was going to do something, I was going to help people across the world, I was like, who, me? That's exactly. So I thank you so much for the reading. And
you're welcome.
I appreciate you very much. It's my first time calling, by the way. So it's beautiful.
Well, thank
you so much.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, thank you. I'll just put you on. Thank you. I just put you on hold to listen if you'd like. I got to move on to the next caller. 954.
Oh, hello. This is Lucy. I would like to have a crystal reading, and I'm a first-time caller.
Okay. Lucy. Okay, one second. Okay. I see a sword, like the long sword, the very, I don't know, I want to say like medieval kind of sword, and I'm hearing something about, I'm not sure if they were, what the proper word is. Something with the word Smith in it.
I didn't hear you. Sorry, Miss?
Smith, like this, I forget what the word is. But anyways, it's a sword. And
okay.
This is saying to me, well, you can come off as very soft and sweet, that you also have this really strong, courageous side to you. Like, and if it's something you really believe in, you're like ready for battle. Like, you are really strong, and I don't think you realize it sometimes. So this is like saying, like, you're a warrior.
Okay.
So I think this is a message of empowerment for you to remind you that you are a warrior and that you're actually very strong inside.
Awesome. Do you see anything else, like, in terms of my love life?
Well, it's a crystal ball, so it's just basically whatever I get.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'll tell you. I can look for another symbol, though, and see what comes up.
Awesome.
If you like.
That'd be great. Yeah. The card reading?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Awesome.
No, it's kind of like one or the other. I suppose I could do the one symbol and then pull a few cards for you. Yeah, we have time.
Okay.
Okay, so what is your question?
What do you see for my love life?
Okay.
And travel.
Oh, it would just be one question.
Okay.
Because you already asked, got a crystal ball.
Yeah,
reading.
Right.
Love life, okay. All right, I'm just going to draw three cards. Two, three. Okay. So this first card is a recent past. It's telling me that there was something you were trying to manifest, but you haven't been able to. Obviously, this is a love reading, so that would be love, that you've been having trouble for a while with this, manifesting a love life. The angels are asking you to practice shielding, like when you're meeting different people.
Mm-hmm.
Practice shielding to encompass yourself in like white light, so like a circle of white light around you, so negative energies and negative people can't get to you.
Okay.
I see you as kind of being wide open sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
For like people that have like, I'm going to say, like, predatory behavior. So beware of those people. And if you feel that something's off, then you have the right to, like, walk away. And then I get the third card. So the shielding is for the present. That's something you can work on now. And then
okay.
I get the future card, or, like, very near future. The angels, they're asking you to trust. Trust that you will meet the right person. This will be a life partner, like, for many years to come. And trust that it's going to happen. I'm getting that they're not really fond of giving a time frame. You know, they're not giving me a time frame, but they're saying just trust that it's going to happen. Like, you're not going to spend the rest of your life waiting for this to manifest. So trust in spirit and trust in the angels, trust in yourself. And I would say trust in people again. Learn to trust people that there is someone good out there that'll come your way. So that was basically it.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And have a great day, okay? Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. You take care. Okay, let's see. I don't know if I've taken your call yet. 205.
Oh, no, you haven't. The phone had dropped, and I had to call you back, so you haven't taken my call. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia, and I would like the Oracle card reading. I would like to know if Spirit has any messages for me.
Okay, so like a general reading?
Yes, please.
And you said your name's Patricia, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to shuffle this three times. One. And I'm a slow shuffler, so give me a minute.
Okay.
Two. Three. Oh. Okay, and I'm going to draw one card, two, and three. Okay, so once again, I got the trust card. This is recent past. It's just telling me that this is, or I should say they're telling me that this is something you've put a lot of work into, learning how to trust again. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so that's reflecting that. And just to put it simply, the present card is saying stay. What does that mean to you? Stay.
Stay. it's present. So it's the last card was past when it spoke of trust. So I do understand that, because it was it's related to a bad breakup that I had in the past, and I haven't connected with anyone or open to connecting with a new partner. Like the last caller, I am open for a long-term relationship, so I certainly understand that trust. And the stay, the only thing I can think of what is going on presently is a situation in the family where, and I think I may have spoke to you maybe a couple of weeks ago about a female who my brother has in the home with
the witch,
our elderly.
The witch.
Yes.
The witch vibe.
And yes, and you hit it on the nail. And what I'm doing is now getting the neighbors, they're seeing a whole lot of stuff that, because it's a elderly community that he moved in, and so it's very quiet. These people have retired, and it's so much going on at the house now, so many people in and out, and so much going on, and so I am trying to incorporate the neighbors to speak to the VA, because my uncle has people that are over him also, and they come in and check on him once a year. They, unless somebody call and say, hey, there's a problem, come around. And I was talking something to the neighbors to see if they would speak, because they see what's going on. And the only thing I could figure out the stay is to stay on it. You know, don't, you know, continue to, because what I'm trying to do is bring it in the forefront, what is happening, and they could join in to help remove these people who are taking advantage of my uncle. And it's so sad that family are some of the people who are taking advantage of him. So
yeah,
that woman is.
Yeah, I remember the situation, and I do think that also it might be wise for you to seek out like a magical practitioner that could kind of break the spell that she has over him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know
someone.
I don't know what your beliefs are, so.
I believe you. I actually know someone who came in and anointed the home before she came into the home. It was anointed on the home. And it's almost like there's a warring going in, because my uncle is such an anointed spirit. Himself, he's about 75, but he's a peaceful warrior. He's very spiritual. And so it's almost like it's a warring going on in the home. So there is someone that he could go to. We just noticed that she wants to always be around him. She would not leave his side. She goes everywhere he goes. And if she's not going everywhere he goes, the woman who he invited in the home, she's on the phone with him all at work. It's just the weirdest thing.
Yeah, there needs to be some extra work done by someone. I understand what you're saying. It's like, sounds like a really difficult situation. I also got the health card for you, and it's in reverse. So that's just saying that while you're very concerned about these problems in this household and the people in it, you also need to take care of yourself in your health and your well-being. So know that it's okay to sometimes put yourself first when you need to.
Yes, absolutely.
And then
that
I
resonates.
Get, she has like a scale. Well, it's like a balancing scale, but there's a basket of fruit, bananas, grapes, like different fruits in the basket, and it's like she's balancing it. She's an angel. So just maybe incorporate more fruits and veggies into your diet.
Okay.
And I'm hearing something about like citrus, like oranges would be really good for you right now for some reason. I don't know. I think they might have vitamin C or something in them. But it's like, and I hear the words energy of the sun. So, like, you need that inside, like, in your body. And that will really help balance you.
I really, really appreciate your reading. And you're definitely a beautiful earth angel. So thank you so much. And
yes,
many
thank
blessings.
You for calling. Blessings to you, too. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. Next caller, 850.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
It's the first time I've called you, and so I would love some spiritual messages from angels or whatever you feel that comes across.
Okay, and would you like oracle, crystal ball, or pendulum?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Whatever you feel that comes to mind, the best reading.
I'm leaning towards oracle right now.
Okay.
Do you have a specific question, anything you'd like to know?
Well, I do, but I read your blog, and we're not supposed to ask certain questions, you know. And I was like, well, how do I go about it?
Oh, yeah. If it's health or legal, then no. But anything else.
So I thought, well, is there any spiritual messages that my angels would come across and give
okay.
me?
Okay. I'll just ask that. And your name again?
Michelle.
Okay. Is there any spiritual messages for Michelle? Any spiritual messages for Michelle? Okay. And being drawn to pull four cards. Okay, so this is the way this reading works. First card is the past. The two middle ones are like the present, and then the fourth one is the future. So I'm getting the you are safe card. I'm getting that this is something, a lesson, life lesson that you've been learning whether you realize it or not, that are safe in this world and loved and cared for, I think by people and by and the angels. And then I get the present card, one of the present cards, and it's acceptance, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling me that there's an issue at hand, that something you haven't fully accepted. And I am not being told what the exact problem is, but all I heard was a clock going tick-tock. So I don't know if you don't have to say what it is, but do you have any idea what that means to you? Does it mean anything?
Oh, well, it's kind of scary. I can just tell you my sister died of cancer. And so, you know, I always worry about that. And I got a rash on my breast. And I'm like, well, I had a skin peel on my face. I'm like, did I get some of it on my breast? You know, even if I was diagnosed with it, I'm a holistic girl, and I would not want chemo or radiation because I feel like it's toxic. And it's like, I don't want to even invite that thought in my head, but now it's making me really, really nervous. And it's like, I don't want to go to the doctor and find out, because I think that's what people, when they find out.
Yeah, I'm not here to instill fear. But I think the clock might be a way of pushing you to go and get it checked at a doctor and then decide what you're going to do from there. Like, it could just be minor skin irritation.
I'm hoping that's what it is. You know,
yeah, definitely. But I can't give advice there, but I would suggest going to the doctor.
Right.
And the other
it's
present
really scary
card.
When my sister died of cancer, you know what I mean? And, you know,
yeah.
And it's like after seeing what she went through, it's like, I want no part of chemo or radiation. Of course, my husband's like, well, you need to go to the doctor. I'm like, I'd rather not know, you know what I mean? It's like, but inside of me, I'm kind of scared. And I'm trying not to be and just put my faith in God, you know, just like, I don't know what to do. Then it's like part of me wants to know and part of me don't want to know.
I see. Well, that's ultimately your decision. So,
you know, when you
I
mentioned
would
the
like,
clock, I'm like, am I going to die? You know?
I don't think that's what it means. I think it's just telling you to not, maybe even I'm hearing, don't waste time worrying. Just go and get a check. But then I get the freedom card. So this is just telling me that whatever kind of problems you've been facing, you will reach a point very soon where you can just kind of spread your wings and fly and feel free again and not so weighted down. And then the future card, which is like really very near future, or even I would say now you could make a wish, and you know how like people wish upon a star or even pray and make a wish. And I'm thinking that this wish could be something for you, something that is just for you, something special for you, because I think that you deserve that. So, and then I'm hearing the Rihanna song, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. So.
Shine Bright Like a Diamond? You said that's a song?
Yeah. So I think they're just saying that you are special, and whether you realize it or not, that you're special and loved. The angels, because this is an indigo angel oracle deck, so I believe that spirit or, well, the angels come through in the cards. And so this is an indigo angel deck. And indigo angels are very strong-willed people. And I think that you can be a strong-willed person, that it's in you. But I think you could be very sweet, but I think you're also very strong, strong-willed.
Yep.
Do you have any questions about your reading?
No, just say a prayer for me. My health will be okay. And
try not to worry. I'm really not trying to make you frightened. I will say a prayer for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I need it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you like. Okay, 916, have I taken your call?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Your name
and...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so my name is Ray, and I'm from California.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Medium would you like? Oracle, crystal ball, or a pendulum reading?
Well, I've never done either, so oracle, I guess.
Okay. And your question?
I guess, I don't know if you can do this, love life. I'm single, good career, feet under me, and I'm just kind of, ready to go out there, but I don't have any prospects. I'm just curious if you do see anything.
Okay, so love life. Can you tell me what your name is again?
My name is Ray.
Okay. And I'm just shuffling the cards.
Okay.
Okay. One second. That card is flying out at me right now. Okay, so I got four cards that basically practically jumped out at me. Okay. So I'll get to the point real quick here. So the first card is share your wisdom. That's the recent past. And I just get that. There's more to you than what meets the eye. You have a lot of inner wisdom within you. And it's great that you are brave enough to share that with people. So keep at it. Then I get the love yourself card. So that's pretty straightforward. I just want you to love yourself more. Dreams is in reverse. Do you have trouble with insomnia?
Kind of. I think I have sleep apnea, which I need to go take a sleep test, but kind of,
Yeah, that's telling me that you're not really in going into REM sleep.
That's
correct.
And they
want you to
that
take,
is true.
Yeah, they want you to take care of that ASAP. And then, this is more on the topic of love. It says ask for a sign, but it's in reverse. just saying that they want you to be more receptive to them and ask them to send you a sign when it's the right timing for love, or if you meet the right person, or if you're in the right area, that you can meet somebody in that area, like at a park or something, or at a store or at the mall, or, you know, just ask for a sign. And so I'm getting that, yes, you will meet somebody, but there are going to be a series of at least 2 or 3 signs that you'll get from the angels and spirit before you meet that person.
Mm-hmm.
So just be open to that. It could come in a variety of ways. Like in this picture, the angel, female angel, is standing in a grass field with the night sky and the moon behind her, and her palm is lifted up to the heavens, and out flies a bunch of butterflies. So, I mean, when the snow melts, I don't know where you live, but it could be butterflies, it could be a bird, it could be anything that has a special meaning to you. So just really stay open to any signs from the angels. I have to go. I'm in a rush. Sorry. We hope that provided some insight for you and helped you out. Thank you, everybody, for calling in today. I really enjoyed myself today. And, I mean, just having some extra time with each one of you has really been a blessing to me today. So take care, everybody. Bye.